So the title of this presentation is Employment Arbitration Agreements, New Strategies After the Supreme Court Speaks. There's a key component to that, which is the Supreme Court has to speak. When this agenda was finalized many, many months ago, everyone assumed that the Supreme Court's decision that in the case that was argued on October 2, leading off the term for the Supreme Court, would be decided by now. But no, they've left me in the dark. So now we're going to project what the Supreme Court is going to say and how we can react to it. But not to fret, because there's still lots to cover on this important subject. Let me get just a feel for the room. How many folks here work for a company that currently have an arbitration program? Okay, smattering. How many currently work for a company that don't have an arbitration program but are waiting to see what the Supreme Court says in the class action waiver case? Nobody. All right, let me give you a little overview of what we're going to talk about. First, I want to cover the pros and cons of arbitration, particularly in light of the Me Too movement and some of the political statements that have come out from that regarding arbitration. We'll talk about current developments with the class action waiver issue, what's lawful, what's not, and what I think the Supreme Court is going to say when it comes out with its decision, which I think is probably going to be Monday, just to completely hose me on this speech this week. It'll come out on Monday. And then we'll talk about the logistics of rolling out an arbitration program, whether that's a new agreement or a modified amended agreement. So I suspect most of us have our own beliefs on the pros and cons of arbitration, so I'm not going to dwell on this, but I want to cover a few things. Early on, a lot of folks were saying arbitration lowers costs.